All right, welcome to this episode of Comes Naturally. So at the beginning of the episode, we were actually going to go over some business before we go into the intro and tell you what the episode's about. So we want to talk about is where you can see us and give us info and like us and stuff on the internets. So first up is our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/comesnaturallypodcast, if you could like the page, leave us some comments, suggest stuff for the show, let us know what you do and don't like, unless you don't like one of us, and then just leave it yourself. Share the page with your friends.
Everyone's gonna be like, fuck Taj.
Well, that's fine. One of the three main cast members. So if you don't like Mike, Joe, or myself, which I can't imagine you like me,
you just
don't
hit
say
mute
anything.
Every time that person starts talking.
Yeah, that person gets removed. So, but yeah, so if you go on the Facebook, like the page, share it with your friends. We're trying to grow this a little bit more. It would be awesome if you could help us. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, which I know a lot of you are, if you could leave us reviews, also share that with friends, too, that you know use iPods and iPads and iPhones, or just know that use iTunes on their computer. Share them with that. Post it all over your social media if you could for us. It would be awesome. We're also on Tumblr at comesnaturallypodcast.tumblr.com. We have a Google Plus page, which, again, has like one person on it. Besides me, I think. So it'd be awesome if you get on there, if you're into the Google Plus thing. But that, if you could just help us with that, share with your friends, like us Facebook, give us a review on iTunes, share it with everybody you know. It'd be awesome. So we'll go from there.
That's called a read in the business.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot Twitter.
Yeah, that too.
At Comes Natural Pod. But that's right. You can find it on
good read,
else.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't written down. All right, so on this episode, actually, I guess we'll go do intros anyway. So it comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today is
Eric
Munga. Awesome. All right, so on this episode, we're doing Coming Soon. If you've not listened to this before, we are going to watch trailers for a few of the movies that are coming in the month of June of 2014. This time, we're going to do it a little differently than the last couple times we've done this. We are going to watch them. And we're going to do commentary and talk about it as we watch it. We will not have audio, so if you want to listen, if you want to watch it with us, you can. They'll be. I got them off YouTube, so you can, you know, watch them there as well. So we can go there. So we will go through it. The first movie we're going to talk about today is Edge of Tomorrow, starring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. Eric already disapproves, so his mic is turned off. if you haven't watched the trailer for this, it's a crazy sci-fi movie with aliens and exosuits. It's like a mix between ID4, Battle of Los Angeles, and
Groundhog Day
with a little bit of what's that new one that Neil Blomkamp did? Starts with an E. I can't think of the name right now.
Oh, the one with
Matt Damon.
Elysium.
There you go. Thanks, yes. Eric.
You're welcome.
I was prepared, but then I put my iPad way over there, and I didn't have it pulled up anymore. So we are going to start the trailer now. Hopefully this will work out better than I'm hoping it will.
By the way, the trailer that we're watching is the second official
trailer. Oh, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow official trailer number 2. It is sometime here. Maybe this will work.
And we're off.
It looks like it's working. All right, so... because we can make this bigger so everyone can see it here, not on the internet. So it starts off, they're at some old farm and it's been there. So it's just a bunch of craziness that goes on. Whole premise is Tom Cruise's character somehow harnesses the abilities of these alien invaders and can basically relive the same day over and over again, making changes and remember what happened. And so apparently that's how they're winning the war. And he is somehow special enough to capture it. Emily Blunt's character mentions she had the ability or has the ability. Not really too sure how that happens.
I believe she has the ability.
Has the ability.
Because it seems like she recognizes him later in the trailers.
Yeah. So it just looks crazy because, like, well, exosuits and explosions and aliens and all sorts of crazy shit going on.
It looks cool, but I'm afraid that by the end of this movie, they're going to do some weird twist to you that, you know, it's basically not going to really mean anything. Kind of a little bit like his Tom Cruise's last movie, Oblivion, you know, which was a cool movie. It's just that by the end of it, it didn't really seem to matter. Nothing did at all.
I don't agree.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, in the end of that one, he stopped the aliens. or the AI thingy from being able to control the planet.
Yeah, but then there was just what? I mean, there wasn't really a whole civilization left over. They had already conquered it hundreds of years ago.
No, there was. There was the underground people, and then there's like the refugees, and then we only saw one little area. We don't know if there's a bunch of refugees in all the different other zones that were around that had Tom Cruise's, you know, being their guardians and stuff and the little handymans. I'm just saying. Eric, Mike, like to talk on that?
No, I'm really, I don't really plan on seeing. I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise. Sorry.
The movie looks like it has really good action in it, but I'm more skeptical about this than Cody is, but not as bad as Munger is.
I love sci-fi too.
It looks like he's trapped in a living video game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. As long as it's not like Hello Kitty Adventure Island.
That's going to be the twist at the end. You just find out that it's actually a giant video game.
Oh, I thought you said it was just going to be a giant Japanese girl cartoon.
Girl cartoon?
Yeah, apparently, that's what Mike Hello thinks Kitty it is.
Not really. Totally. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then there's some kind of dumb fact at the end.
It has nothing to do with the goddamn movie. It's dumb broad. Okay, so any rest on that? So thoughts on Edge of Tomorrow by everybody? Let's go at
Yay or nay?
Yep, so go around, Eric.
If I watch it, I'll wait till it's on cable.
6 months after everybody else has seen it from DVD and stuff.
I'm just not a fan. The last movie of his I liked was The Last Samurai, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. Oh, this will tell you how current Eric's movie viewing regularities are. What movie did you just watch for the first time yesterday, which is May 20th of 2014? What movie was it?
Django Unchained, but I just for didn't the plan first on seeing time. It. It was on, so I watched it.
For the first time.
And I liked it.
That's some crazy ass shit.
But again, I'm not a fan of Quentin Tarantino, so I was in no rush to see it.
I know, right? It's like sitting in the room. I apologize. It's fucking my opinion.
Adam. I'm, like I said, apprehensive about the movie, but I'm definitely gonna check it out. I don't think I'm gonna. I don't know. I'm just worried it's gonna suck. But I'll give it a try because the effects are cruel and.
No, I'm in the same boat as Mike. I'm not thrilled about it, but I'll see it when it comes out. And see how it is.
Tom Cruise is in it. You know it's going to suck.
That's not true at all.
No, he does good movies.
Yeah.
He just does some really bad movies, but he does some
Vanilla
Sky
too. As you can probably tell, I'm down for it. So I'm going to go see that shits. Hopefully it's good. You know, whatever. But, okay, the next one. I had to burp off the mic, so there you go.
We don't have cough buttons.
Yeah, we're not fancy. Like some other podcast, Chris Hardwick.
You jerk.
Yeah, you jerk. Got all that legendary money. You jerk face jerk. Anyways, so speaking of, if anyone has a company that wants to sponsor this podcast, you don't have to work.
Like, go ahead and send Nerdist. Them.
Yeah. Nerdist, Geek and Sundry, whoever wants to pay us not podcast to have to work one, and do this. Yeah, you know.
Smodcast.
Whatever.
Anybody.
Yeah, we're not picky. I mean, we'll even change the name of Mike. So, I mean. Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah, legally. We will literally change his name to whatever. Geek and Sundry Owen.
Okay. You could just call him whatever.
It's true. Well, it's true. All right. So the next movie we're going to watch is How I Trained Your Dragon 2. This is the third trailer? Jesus Christ, third trailer. Really? I just realized that right now. We watched it already.
This is the third trailer and the first one I've ever seen for it.
Yep. So if you haven't seen this one, it's about dragons. I know it's weird. So Mike says... What's your theory? If there's a dragon in the movie, it's a
dragon movie.
There you go.
You cannot have a dragon in a movie and have it not be a dragon movie. So
there you go. Yep. So
fair enough.
Therefore, this is definitely a dragon movie.
It's like I said, if you ever go up to somebody who's like, "Hey, did you see that movie the other day? Yeah, it was a really good romantic comedy. That dragon was badass though."
Not like, a romantic comedy?
Not dragon movie.
That is a fact.
Yeah. Mike Logic.
Yep, Mike Logic. That is chapter 8 of the Book of Mike. It will be out soon.
So The Hobbit is a dragon movie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Fair enough. Yes, it is.
No longer fantasy, dragon movie.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, dragons exist in fantasy, so it's like a little subdivision of a fantasy movie.
Fair enough.
Overarching fair genre enough. Fantasy, but with your inside the subgenre, dragon movie.
See.
Just like adult, you know, young adult novels.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. What? Full penetration?
And there's a dragon in it.
Yep, so full penetration dragon movie.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna watch. We're gonna start the trailer now, and we'll talk about it as is. And now it's playing. I don't know why it started yet. There it goes, moving. And oh my God, dragon! Good start. It's a dragon. There's a dragon in this one, Mike. So it's a dragon movie.
Yeah.
Besides it being in the
title. I actually didn't see the first one
because you're dumb.
But the teaser trailer for this one, where it's just the graphics of him flying the dragon. Looked really, really cool. Kind of made me want to watch the first one. And this trailer's pretty funny, too. So
yeah, it's a good one.
I'll probably have to go back and check it out.
Yeah, the first one was really good.
Yeah. We saw it in theaters with, like, four people there.
I don't think I saw it in theaters.
No, I didn't. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But it looks like in this new one, you actually meet his mother.
Yep.
He finds her somewhere.
Spoilers.
Not really a spoiler when it's in the trailer.
I'm guessing the mom's not in the first one.
No, she's not in the first one.
No. Yeah, this one looks a lot bigger than the first one. Since Mike hasn't seen it,
got that sweet sequel money, son.
Yeah, baby. It pretty much only consisted on the one island that they live on, and then there's dragons, and obviously, this one looks a lot bigger because, like, at the end of the first one, they do leave the island and go after a bigger island where they think all the dragons come from. This one obviously looks a lot different because they're expanding their horizons with the dragons and stuff. Original voice cast returns, which is pretty cool because I liked everybody that was in it on there. It was really funny.
Did they ever say how, like, there's a time difference obviously between these two?
Yeah, I just don't know how many years difference. And I don't know how much the show plays into it or not. Like, how much the timeline in the show changes the timeline or the effect or the different things happen in the movies.
That's right. I forgot there was a show.
Yeah, because it's not very good.
It's not still on, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
It's like the second season just ended, I think. The graphics aren't as good on the TV show, obviously.
Yeah, they don't have the budget.
Yeah, but like it's just like it doesn't have the soul of the movie, at least. I tried watching it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, Ice Dragon.
The visuals for it are awesome. It looks really good and all the different dragon designs.
Oh, here comes Dragon Plinko.
Yeah. Sheep Plinko. I will say that the invention of a dragon that can actually spit ice instead of fire is actually really interesting and surprising that no one's ever really... That I can think of as anybody has gone after. Can any of you guys think of?
I can't off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's always classically been fire.
Well, no, Skyrim. Elder Scrolls.
They had a dragon.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't play the game.
Frost Dragons, I think they called them.
That's cool.
Yeah, but not movie-wise. Breaking new ground. All right, so that's the end of that one. God damn it, fucking Beast is on there again. Eric, what are your thoughts since you were so talkative during that trailer?
I like the first one. I'll probably definitely see the second one.
Way after everybody else?
No, it was good. Saw the first one in theaters.
Oh, good job, buddy. I do recommend if the 3D on this one is as good as the first one was, if you do see it in theaters and you are a 3D fan, I recommend seeing it in 3D because the 3D was pretty goddamn good in the first one.
Yeah.
And it was, and that, if you think about it, that was like early animated 3D too, so it was like, but like kind of on the verge of
popularity. I agree. It
popularity,
was definitely
so
good.
Was really good.
In 3D.
Mr. Mike. Mike.
Yeah, I really like the couple trailers that I've seen for this, so I'm going to have to go back and watch the first one, then I'll definitely check this one out in theaters when it comes out.
Bring tissues.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it sad? It turns on the feels? I don't like that shit.
I mean, no, it's perfectly normal.
Nope, not watching it now. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when my cartoons make me feel stuff.
If you're really good people, I'll cry all day long. Cartoons, you motherfuckers.
Not expecting it. Remember the Lego movie did it to you
oh
at the end?
Oh, my God, dude.
Uh-huh.
Dude. The end, even, well, actually towards the middle of it, too, dude. Oh, God, but the end.
Yeah, the end was
sons
really
of bitches.
Rough. All right, yo.
I like the first one. I'll probably like this one, so yeah, I'll see it in theaters.
All right. I think it looks like shit. Just kidding. I'm ready for it.
Four yays.
Yeah, I was excited when they announced it, and they gave you no fucking detail on it.
I don't know how I missed the first one. Like,
stupidity?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, when did it come
laziness
out?
3 years ago?
Yeah, it's like 2011, I think.
Yeah, we were all hanging out. I don't know why.
Yeah, we barely liked you then.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dick.
Who's that Will Sasso looking motherfucker?
We should hang out with him just because he looks like Will Sasso.
Yeah, we should.
It's worked out well for nobody.
It's true. It's true.
We're all losers here, guys.
Yep, everybody in the Macho Man shirt is a loser.
Aw. Macho Man shirts are awesome.
What's the next movie?
Anyways, the next movie is The Purge Anarchy. I was not a huge fan of the first one. I thought I was going to be.
Did you actually see it? Because I know I didn't.
I did see it. I missed it in theaters because I was sick.
I don't think we really missed it in theaters.
Well, yeah, dodged the bullet. It's been on. It was on TV or on the Netflix or somewhere. I watched it. I was like, oh, you know, the second one's coming out. I got to watch it. Not good.
The concept was really interesting. The concept is really far-fetched.
Yeah, like totalitarian state type thing, and like it was weird, but like
watched it after we went to Halloween Horror Nights because that was one of the themed areas, so to see what it was all about.
It was over. Like, I don't know, for the amount of violence they did have in it, it just didn't pay off anything. It was just it was more of shock than anything else.
I think that the first one reason why I never saw it and really never cared to see it is the way the trailer presented it right off the back with the whole, you know, let me in, and the little kid's like, I'm gonna let him in, and it's like right there, you fucked yourself.
The movie plays differently than the trailer.
Right into a trope of just letting
the guy in. What this new movie looks like, I thought the first one was gonna be more like, but it was all in the one location.
Yeah. This one looks bigger and crazier.
Yeah.
And that's Crossbones from
That's Captain what I America. Wanted to see in the first one.
Alright, let's play this mother. Why did I censor myself?
I cuss all the time. You didn't hit play.
Come on. I don't know how this works. I'm new at this.
Although at least this one, it seems like it gives two stories going on here. You kind of have this like Punisher looking guy
who's going
out to avenge somebody's kid's death or something like that from the past.
I believe he's going helping out the guy and the girl in the car.
Okay, so he's
He's
actually maybe even looking for.
That's what I got the impression of. Was that he was going? Isn't that what you got the impression of?
I thought they were two. I thought they were strangers.
She keeps telling him you don't have to go look for him. Is what the woman.
I thought he was going after somebody. Like, it's the way he geared up. I thought he was going after somebody who like killed his kid or something.
And he's just kind of saving people along the way.
Yeah,
that's why I would.
That's why he didn't want to stop for those people. Like those two people are being held down. I thought he was going after somebody.
I thought that was the guy in the picture that was on the wall that they were showing.
Oh, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should pay attention to the details.
That's possible.
Oh, that fucking gnarly skull mask though.
Yeah.
The visuals in this, even the first one, the visuals are cool with the
just clear love masks. The bus that goes by in the background on fire.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
But basically, this is like Halloween for people in Arizona. Just sociopaths and masks just running around. Biggest difference is murder's not completely legal.
Not completely.
I said completely.
Scene coming up here though is pretty cool. The
fucking
they open up the
down.
Back of the
back of the moving truck.
Back
it's
of the moving
mini
truck.
Gun
and
in
it's
it.
Just a minigun in there.
That's something
manned by what looks like a smaller Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that guy's pretty big. There he goes. Delivery, hot lead. Why the fuck was he wearing sunglasses at night? Is he Corey? What's that guy? What's that?
Hart.
Corey Hart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear my sunglasses. I can't really sing too much.
He's from Canada.
Eric, get off it, all right? There's good people from Canada. Not everyone. Justin Bieber.
Joe.
Aw. Really from Canada.
Prove it. Show me your birth certificate.
The government has that somewhere.
Yep, yeah,
because
you're from another country.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I also like the mix of like the different type of footage, like found footage as well as like regular. Which I'm kind of getting tired of found footage movies because most of them are garbage. They don't use them very well. And if they do, it's just like shaky garbage shit. You can't see what's going on. So, yeah, it was the trailer for Purge Anarchy. Eric, what'd you think?
Like I said, I plan on seeing this one. I was disappointed just like you were with the last one. But I think this one is everything that the first one should have been.
Yeah.
Like that. In the trailer for the first one, you saw a lot of clips of what was going on outside. In the first movie, the only time you saw those clips is when they were on his surveillance cameras or the news.
Yeah. Disappointing. No budget, I'm guessing, is where it came from.
Yeah, it was a super low budget for the first one. Yeah. I didn't watch the first one. I'm not, super. Oh, Joe, did you see it?
No, I don't plan on even seeing it.
And you told me it was
one.
Bad, so.
Yeah, they did it was bad.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Rush out and see it, kids.
Not going to.
Rush out and watch
the first one. I might watch this one. I don't know yet. It's going to be one of those things where if I catch it, I catch it. If I don't,
Yeah, it makes sense. Joseph?
I don't care to see it. So if I happen to see it sometime, I may watch it, but I have no plans.
Like, it's got cool looking stuff in it.
Yeah, I like the visuals a lot. The visuals in the first one are cool too, with the clear masks and the creepy like doll faces they had on them, which was the fucking worst to see in real life.
When people start getting messed up, it is entertaining.
Yeah, the last part of it is definitely fun. It's just the story was kind of shitty because like you have this awesome security system and it has a huge flaw of being able to be opened really fucking easily.
Two giant buttons, open, close.
Yeah, it's like
or you just back a truck up with a chain and pull it off.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like this big super thing is defeated very easily.
Yeah, or apparently they haven't heard of rocket launchers because I'm pretty sure you shoot one of those at a house, it's going to open at some point.
Yeah, not if you hit one of the steel shutters on the windows because that'll protect it, right?
Right.
Or not. All right, so that was that one. On to my personal favorite of this girl group is Transformers Age of Extinction. We are watching the international trailer number 2. We should watch it like 4 or 5 times just to soak it all in, I think. We'll start that one now. This one played easier. This one actually didn't have to use the button. So, Ice, a robot.
So, not 100% returning cast?
Yeah. No, just some of the Autobots and none of the Decepticons. Stanley Tucci's in it. Plays with funny... Oh, God, Lamborghini turns into a fucking badass.
So, did the guy who did... spacing
Optimus
out on
Prime?
His name. No, not Optimus Prime. Megatron.
I don't know if because it's Galvatron. I don't know if it's the same person. We should look it up. Someone keep talking while I look it up.
Or not. Talk.
What, you guys are fucking mute? Just say something.
Going into the trailer, you just see Mark Wahlberg getting mobbed by a bunch of military or government type people. Then you see Optimus burst out the garage or the shed out in the back and starts fucking shit up. Basically, you just see big ass fucking spaceships, gnarly Decepticons.
No, it is not. Frank Welker does the voice of Galvatron.
And then giant fucking cannon face.
Hugo Weaving was the guy who did
blows
Megatron.
A hole in Optimus Prime's chest. Tons of spaceships coming to Earth. It doesn't look good.
Is that a Transformer in a skirt?
It wasn't a skirt. It was like...
Who, what?
The cape, the green one that has the parachutes that slows it down.
Fuck, what's his name?
Ratchet?
Isn't that Ratchet?
No, the one with the two submachine guns who's parachuting down at the... And
yeah, it's Ratchet.
Is that Ratchet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, man! I just read it on the thing. No, I don't think it's a scary thing. I don't know what it is.
They give Marky Mark a lot more like fight scenes, which is kind of tired to the face.
Oh god, just so.
Oh
awesome.
God, that's gnarly.
Yeah. Dinobots. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and then bam, fire breathing.
I can't wait for real footage of Drift. Like I just want to see Drift in like motion. Oh yeah. Oh gutted. Oh look. Yep. I'm gonna spear
Optimus
him with my gun.
Up to his old ways and just fucking people up with a sword.
Yep. Fucking manhandling people. It's not.
It's weird. It looks like, even though it's a Transformers movie, it looks like they give Marky Mark a shit ton of like action sequences. Where, like you see him shoot.
This time we don't want like they don't have to like worry about him being a complete piece of shit. Like he's actually be able to handle himself, not like a.
Oh, like
I'm gonna
Sam
run
Witwicky?
All the time. Yeah, it's fucking useless.
Sam Witwicky and whatever model girlfriend they cast for him.
Kind of shit. Gross. So that's it. That one will go. Eric, what do you think? Yes, no?
I think I'm going to see this definitely.
Yes. High fives. High five. What sold you on it?
Oh, well, the fact that I've seen the other three and liked them.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And fucking
and
Dinobots?
Then you got Dinobots, yeah.
God damn it. Dinobots. Yeah. Who else really wants them to transform into robots, though? Like from their dinosaur form?
I would assume that they would.
I'm just saying, like.
I don't think they will.
No?
In the movie.
Think they'll stay that way?
I think they stay.
I just want them to turn into vehicles.
No, they won't turn into vehicles. No. I don't think they'll turn into anything.
Really?
Yeah,
be
I
awesome.
Think they just stay in.
I think it would be cool, but
maybe
I just
end,
don't think they'll do
have
it.
Have you ever seen the original episode? That, oh, yeah, you borrowed the thing when they thought they were just dinosaurs, and then they eventually changed. I wonder if it would be the same way. Like they,
maybe.
It's like a forced thing. Because I just want to say, like, I want them to like say Grimlock, but like all caveman-ish, which is like the stupidest thing in the world from the old ones, but it's so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like they are dinosaurs.
I don't know why they wouldn't transform. I mean,
they're Transformers.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm totally in on this one. I've liked all the previous three for various reasons, and to different degrees as well.
I was dancing.
I like the fact that it's kind of a revamped cast because I was getting like
I missed the I'm gonna miss the some of the Ness guys though, like Josh Duhamel and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was all right, but like the rest of them were getting kind of like Sam Witwicky, what's his name, Shia
LaBeouf,
and his parents, like his parents were getting really played out in the series, so that had to come to an end. And I was tired of hearing about Sam Witwicky and girl problems, like. Three fucking movies of I want a girlfriend, blah blah blah.
Oh, you got really hot girlfriend.
Fucker. But yeah, so I'm totally in on this one. And then Marky Mark has an alien gun. That's pretty cool.
Guy gets kicked in the face with a tire.
With a tire. Reminds and then of course
reminds me of the Dane Cook joke. That tire hunted Mary down.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But then, of course, I mean, the big selling point all the way back to the teaser trailer is
fucking Dinobots.
Dinobots like a motherfucker, yo. So, I'm in.
Yo, so.
Joseph.
I'm in. I like the past two of three movies, so I'm in for this
high
one.
High fives.
Especially if we can meet Michael Bay again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Unlike Aaron. So, we got to go see an advanced screening of Transformers 3.
Yeah, we did.
We waited for our friend Aaron in line, but he was being dumb, wouldn't call it to work. Mm-hmm. We got to go in, and lo and behold, who walks in the theater right as they announce right before they announce what movie it is? Michael fucking Bay sits fucking like two rows in front of us.
Yep.
Sat there, watched the movie with us.
And they also had someone from what was it, Lucas?
Guy who was doing the sound designer. Mm-hmm. Yep, he was there controlling the ATO. It was super awesome. Then we got to leave.
You got to remember too how like way fucking before the movie came out.
At least 3 or 4.
It was the very first public screening they showed.
There was 30 seconds of unanimated footage.
When Optimus was swimming through the
building. Well, there was tons of little things like you
saw the guy holding the broom for the vision
to spot
Sentinel
where the Sentinel was gonna be at.
Yeah. They used the same Linkin Park song throughout the entire movie because there was no soundtrack.
Yeah, they didn't have a soundtrack yet. Also, like if you saw like cars crashing, you could see the tracks that they were on.
Yeah,
but still didn't like. Obviously, it took you out of it a little bit because you knew it was a
super early. Fucking didn't.
But it was still awesome watching it.
Destruction. That's all I was there for. Yeah, and then so then when the movie ended during the credits, which weren't complete either, he got up and left. We're like, oh, Michael Bay's leaving. Boo. And then after we got on filling our little, if you've never been in a screening before, a preview screening, there's a little thing you have to fill out at the end saying what you did and didn't like about the movie. I wrote everything. And then when we were leaving, there he was, and he stopped and he shook everybody's hand that wanted to. A lot of people didn't realize who he was.
Yeah, tons of people just walked right past him.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it was awesome.
Because
like,
he did
man.
Look kind of like a bum, dude. He was like,
as he should.
Old-ass jeans and a shitty jean, a button-up shirt. He had
it was awesome.
But just the pure fact that he stayed there. And
yep, was shaking people's hands.
Yeah, real awesome. Nice. He thanked people for liking the movie. He was like real appreciative about everything. It was kind of cool.
It was super sweet.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And then Aaron didn't go, so fuck you, Aaron.
And what made it even better?
Stupid work.
It was free.
Freezy free. Yep.
Yeah, we had bragging rights on that one way long
for
before
months.
Anybody. Yeah,
not as much as someone did for Tron 2.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Oh,
yeah. There's not a Tron 3 coming out this year. Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Sad face. Sad emoji con.
Yeah. Is that the poop one?
No, that's the the worried emoji con. Worried that I have to clean. I tell my parents why my pants smell like poo poo.
Fair enough.
Gross. So yeah, that's our four we picked for June because the rest of the month kind of blows balls. There's a couple other ones that I'm not going to see in theaters, but we won't bore you with those just because, well, we're not going to.
And if you want to get our impression on a movie that we didn't go over, you could reach out to us.
You could.
And we'll come back. Don't touch me.
You said reach out to you.
But yeah, so if you're curious as to what we think about something that's coming out, if you dig the show and you just kind of think we glossed over one or have any questions for us, definitely reach out. We'll take the time and get back to you on all those.
Mike will.
I will, for sure.
Yep. Joe will just forget about it like he does everything
else
on the podcast.
And I could do Cody's too, because Cody would just be like, sci-fi, good, everything else.
What? That's not true.
It's more or less.
No, it's not.
It's a really good blanket statement.
No, it's not. You're both goddamn liars.
Your face
is awesome. I agree.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah, that's it for this.
Short one this week.
Yeah, short one because running out of room.
Wrapping it up in 7 seconds, we'll hit 30 minutes perfectly.
Yeah, so we're not going to wrap it up that fast because we're going to hit business again real quick. So like we did at the top of the show, reach out to us through our Facebook, which is facebook.com/comesnaturallypodcast, on Twitter at comesnaturalpod. We're on iTunes. Please rate and review us. Subscribe so you can get the episodes every Friday at 6 a.m. or whenever your phone wants to update, because mine doesn't update for until like 3 hours after that. We are on Tumblr. We are on, you can get, all the links are in the, when you go to Facebook, or they're all on the
Facebook page.
We're on YouTube. Go on there, watch them, share them with your friends. Please reach out to us. Like, it's, like Mike said, give us suggestions, tell us what you don't like, as long as it's just about Joe. And then let us know what's going on. If you have suggestions for like Torture Theater, for example, or a favorites topic or franchising,
which we do need some suggestions for Torture Theater.
No, we don't. We got at least two planned or three planned out.
Well, we're not doing one of them for sure that you're thinking of.
No, we are,
because I will not show up.
You will, because I'll surprise you with it.
Son of a bitch!
Surprise Torture Theater. Yeah,
show up in his house.
It's like rape from movies.
He actually went there.
It comes naturally,
but
forcibly.
Comes naturally, forcibly.
New segment.
Wow. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
So, anyways, all right. So, that's it for this episode of Comes Naturally. We did Coming Soon. This is a new format we did. So, let us know if you liked it or if you didn't like it. We are gonna kind of play with it a little bit just to make it a little more fun for everybody, because sometimes it gets boring when you're just talking about, you know, stuff like that. But maybe get some reactions. We have, and then that's it. So. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our guest, special guest, was
Eric.
Jesus oh, he Christ. Did an impression of somebody.
I'm not gonna say who it was, but yeah. So that's it. Thanks for listening. We will talk at you next time. Bye.
Peace.